Today's gospel is taken from the 22nd chapter of Matthew. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my ox and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all those they found, both good and evil, so that the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be
to God." You know, as you're getting them passed out, have you had any invitations ever? Has anyone ever been invited to anything? I mean, you probably have. I'm just looking at this because it's pizza, and I'm not against pizza at all. So this is an invitation for me to go to Domino's and buy some pizza, which sounds good today watching the football game. Invitations, I think that's what this reading is about. If you go to another church, another Lutheran church, at least according to the text study of the pastors that I studied today's texts with, they're going to preach on the 23rd Psalm. That's too easy. And they're going to preach on Philippians. Oh, do what's good and God will... That's too easy. This one is the good one. Because we end with, you know, the weeping and gnashing of teeth. But let me tell you a joke first. All right. None of these jokes are ever previewed by anybody, so there you go. A mother went to wake her son for church one Sunday morning. When she knocked on his door, he said, "I'm not going." "Why not?" asked his mother. "I'll give you two good reasons," he said. "One, they don't like me. Two, I don't like them." His mother replied, "I'll give you two reasons why you will go to church. One, you're 52 years old, and two, you're the pastor." And my mother's here today, so that's why I said that joke. So I'm here. And I am the pastor, one of the pastors, the junior pastor. So this story is the end of a major dialogue that Jesus is having with the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the time of the Jewish people. And that's been the kind of the conflict that happens in the Gospel of Matthew. And it's about authority. And so Jesus tells this story. And one way to look at the story, if you review it, is basically the Gospel of Matthew is saying, this Jesus has the truth. And the truth was revealed by prophets in the past. It could be an allegory, is what I'm saying. This truth was revealed by prophets in the past. You killed the prophets, and now Jesus is here, and now you kill him, and it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth for you if you don't follow this particular way. That's one way to read it. I think there's a different way. Because like I said, I believe this story is an invitation to all. That's clear in the story. All are invited. Not just the one who thinks they should be invited. And not just the ones who got that first really nice decorated invitation. But this invitation is for everyone. And I believe this invitation involves one thing, well, that you would do when you're invited to anything. If you're invited to a wedding, depending on where the wedding is, you might wear a certain thing. If it's in a church like this and it seems more formal and there are tuxedos, and if it's not too hot, you know, you might wear a suit. You might wear things like that. If it's on the beach in Hawaii, you're probably not going to wear, well, maybe the groom might have to wear a suit because that's how the bride might want it, or whoever is getting married. But usually, you're going to wear something different, right? You're going to wear maybe some shorts. Maybe you won't even wear a shirt because that's how this wedding party rolls. And after that, you're going to have a luau. Different wedding parties have different things. I believe Jesus' story is partly for us, everyone. It's all of us. Jesus invites us in and he says, I want you to try something on. And it's based on everything else he said in here. And this invitation is for all of us. Take your time now to look at it. When you get home, look at it. Mark it up. If you're not sure where it comes from, go and look in the Gospel of Matthew. These are all the things Jesus said for us to do. There's a lot of choices. And I believe this story tells us, and I have, well, at first I was going to say, this bag, whoever can fit in this bag can come out because Isaiah will carry you, and you can come to Europe with us if you can fit in this bag. But that's not what this bag is filled with. It's filled, actually, with wedding garments. Well, it's filled with coats, my coats. I believe that's the key to this text. That's that, why don't you have a wedding garment on? Because the invitation of Jesus, of God, of God the Father, of Jesus the Son, the invitation is always, come, come to this banquet. That's why we're here. We're here for this banquet. And learn of me. One of the things on there, take my yoke upon you. It's light and easy. But when you come, I'd like you to try a coat on. I'd like you to try a garment on. Now, you know, this is a UW one, and just to be equal opportunity, I got a Wazoo one too, so nobody get offended. You know, I got, the only reason I have this Wazoo one is because when we did the Impact Mountain View thing and we did the fundraising thing and my PLU friends pledged $500 and someone who likes Wazoo a lot pledged a lot more, and so that's why I wear this coat occasionally, because they're awesome and generous. So try this coat on. Let's say it's raining lightly or a little cool. This is the kind of coat you might put on. Or let's say someone in the church is unforgiving. How are we going to deal with that? Jesus has the answer in the invitation. Or you're having a problem with your neighbor. How should you take care of that? I believe one of the disciples of Jesus who just read some of those things said it. Treat them like you'd want to be treated. Put that coat on. Try that coat. Or maybe, let's see, this is an older coat. I'd put this on, but it's a little snug around here right now. I've had this coat for a long. When did I get this coat? Yeah, this is probably 30 years old. You know, all right, 93. It's only 25 years old, but you know, nice jean jacket, nothing like it. You wear this when you're cool, you know, or, well, yeah. It's got nice big pockets. You can put books in there and all kinds of stuff, yes. Try this coat on. How many times did you forgive? Well, if you're cool, you forgive 77 times. Sometimes you just need a warm coat. This one's a Costco special. It's the down one. I'm not going to put it on because I'm sweating already. And that's part of when you are invited to a wedding, you just seem to sweat. It just seems to always be hot. Even if you're not the groom like I was and sweating when I married Beth. And I'm so happy 30 years later. But maybe you put this comfy coat on that when it's cold and you don't know what to do, and Jesus says, pray. I've got this prayer for you. If you don't know anything else or how to talk with God, do it this way. And that's what the Lord's Prayer is, I think. Sometimes it's simply a comforter. It's like a comforter. It makes you warm and it centers you. Or, well, maybe this coat, you know, I've never really understood vests because my arms get cold, so I've never understood them. And then I can't tell you about this one thing when I went to my conference in Minneapolis, and we were talking about Jesus. One evangelist, his name is Bruxy Cavey. Look him up. Bruxycavey. This is what he says. He says, you know, what Jesus did when he came to earth is he talked about the kingdom of heaven. And what does that look like? Well, typically he said, you know, your life starts at your elbow and it ends at your fingertip. There is your life. And then there's an understanding that there's heaven after, and they meet. But what Bruxy says is, and what Jesus brought was, the kingdom of heaven is now. Repent. That's the first thing on the list. Repent. Turn. Turn to me. Follow me. Because the kingdom of heaven, it's not at the end of your life. It's now. It's wherever you are the moment you hear that. The moment you hear Jesus, that's where the kingdom of heaven starts. It starts right here and right now. If you're hearing my words and have forgotten that, it's right here and right now. Take up the wedding garment. Give it a try. Sometimes some of the things that are on that list, it's just a matter of whose team you're on. Now, I'm not playing favorites other than Seattle was my favorite team for football. And sorry, Darren. He's a Green Bay guy. Yeah, I know there's more of you. That's not the point. Don't make me weep and gnash teeth about you. But sometimes it's just simply putting on a garment where you know, I'm on this team. I'm on the Jesus team. This is what I'm about. I'm about loving God with everything. I'm about loving my neighbor as myself. I'm about finding God in all kinds of different ways and turning to God and taking up my cross, which is really putting on that garment, putting on the coat, and following Jesus. This is my team. And one more. And this relates really to why I think Jesus said all of this. This is my theory. Why would Jesus tell this story and it ends with that weeping and gnashing of the teeth? Well, I think it's the same way that he told the story about the sheep and goats, which will come up later. Usually comes up at the end of our liturgical year in a couple of weeks. Some are sheep. They're the good people. Some are goats. Not so good. How do you know? Well, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And that's the passage you'll hear about in a second. So Jesus uses these explicit terms all the time to try and make it clear that me and God, Jesus says, we know who you are. Eric, I know who you are. Inga, that's my mother. I know who you are. Isaiah, I'm just picking on my family. Grace, I know who you are. Beth, you're really sweet, but I still know who you are. In the first story of the Bible, after creation, there's the scene where we're tempted to eat fruit. And we do. And there's two trees that we're not allowed to eat fruit on. The one that's about eternal life and the one that's about good and evil. And which one do we pick? The good and evil. That's what all this stuff is about. It's a reminder. You ate that fruit. You know, people of God, what's good and evil. You also know, if you think about it, if you're reminded, who you are. But sometimes you need to put that coat on to remember who you are. This is part of the nature. When there are storms outside, that's what this coat is designed for. I bought this coat in Costco when we moved to Aberdeen because a pastor friend from Santa Cruz said, you know, if I were going to Aberdeen, where it rains a lot, you might want to get a raincoat because chances are you're going to be doing yard work in the rain and other things in the rain. So I did. And this has been a great Costco raincoat. It's been wonderful. And it stops what the nature of rain does. It keeps you dry. It keeps you dry. And that's what this story is about, I believe. It's an invitation to all of us. Take up your coat. That's what take up your cross means. Put on the wedding garment. All are invited. All are invited. Take up your coat. You will truly be the guest who now becomes the servant and goes into the world and invites everyone, because all are invited. That's what this story is about. Take up your coat and follow me, and I will be with you, is the promise. Always. Always. Amen.